Hi, my name is Ray Spoon, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
Pokeworks Kingston, now open. Pokeworks makes it easy to enjoy fresh, high-quality ingredients and bold flavors on the go. Best of all, with Poke Your Way, you're in complete control. Customize a bowl, burrito, or salad to your taste with nutritious ingredients you can feel good about. Fast, fresh, and bold. Try the Healthy Island favorite at 764 Gardner's Road, Kingston in the RioCan Center today.
Listen to a really good song, I start nodding my head like I'm saying yes to every beat. Yes, 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 this rocks. And then sometimes I switch it up like
no, no,
don't stop a rocking.
Every Friday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. You can't possibly find it funny anymore. It's been years. Let it go.
All right, here we go with riff one.
Forget the feeling that there's something come undone, an unreeling in the seeming, the stitching gone. So you rip a little harder till that rip becomes a run. Feel the fabric of existence come unspun. Hey there, we don't care. I could be standing way out where you're naked and freezing till you run. Freeze or run, don't stop feeling audacious. There's no one to save us, so just carry on. Don't go blaming the neighbors, you know they're the same. Plastic carrier bag in each hand, the rain fell, oh, so you were standing under the holly tree with exasperated feelings. And hey ho, you don't know, is it a joke? No, I said no, I'm serious, more serious than I've ever been, I've ever been.
And welcome to your Friday morning indie wake-up call for this August 22nd, 2025. It's me, your host, Jesse Bell. And, of course, before we get into the grand swing of things, let me thank our sponsor here for Friday morning indie wake-up call, Mighty Bird and Pokeworks Kingston. And I've got some hot,
fresh news for you. Right now, one of the big hot sellers at Mighty Bird in particular, they've got banana pudding and a maple cookie that I have got it under good authority. You know me, I'm an eater, and I've got friends that are eaters. I've got it under good authority that these are top-notch menu items. If you want a sweet treat in addition with, you know, the protein, the hand-breaded chicken, the delicious sauces, the hot sauces if you're a spice, you know, adventurous person, Mighty Bird's now got some sweet treats that will knock your socks off. I'm excited to go on and get one right after this show. I don't care. It'll be 10 a.m. I'll have my banana pudding. They open in a little. I'll have to wait. But I am getting in there today on my way home. I got to fuel up because I've got a huge day tomorrow. More on that a little bit later on. It's football season, folks. Things are about to get hectic as all get out. But, yeah, Mighty Bird, they've got you hooked up. You need that protein. You want something sweet. Go ahead and get yourself some hand-breaded chicken. Get yourself a maple cookie. Get yourself some banana pudding. Or if you're a little more diet conscientious, maybe head over to PokeWorld. Get yourself a fresh, healthy PokeWorld. We kicked off the program with Franz Ferdinand and Audacious. Now, Franz Ferdinand, a band I've been discussing with friends off mic quite a lot recently, mostly because I'm still blown away all these years later how on their debut EP they crafted Take Me Out. Arguably, like, this is maybe a little too exaggerated, but arguably the greatest, like, indie rock song of all time. And I think the brilliance of it is that it starts out very, you know, samey. It sounds like what you would have heard on the airwaves in 2004 if you were listening to, like, indie or alternative. And then it just becomes that, you know, hard-driving rocker. So I love me some Franz Ferdinand. I love Audacious. And it fits into the general overall theming of today's episode. With the football season kicking off tomorrow, I'm not going to say we're playing jock jams, because we're not. We've got a lot of stuff that has maybe a harder, faster edge to it, and then a few things that are kind of thematically cheekily similar, cheekily named, let's say. We've also got a brand new, well, not series, but the next chapter of an established series starting up today as well, our artist profile, where we go album by album, pick out a couple tracks. And of course, we're going to be running a giveaway in the second half of the show. It's jam-packed. We got a lot to cover, so let's stop beating around the bush. Let's get back into the swing of things. Let's keep the energy up. Let's channel some actual early to mid-2000s vibes here with this next track from Montreal's own Mobile. If you were around in 2006, which is not necessarily a guaranteed thing for our listenership nowadays, but if you were around in 2006 and you were conscious, you might remember this track. It was all over Much Music, and it's one of my favorites from the band Mobile. This is Out of My Head, right here on your Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call.
I long to see. hanging out with a camera down my throat. They say my stomach's nearly fried from eating cigarettes for breakfast. But if I follow 7 easy steps, I might avoid my death, the pyramid of health. So come on down, bring your sacrificial goat, and don't forget to wear your feathers and your silly little necklace, and get real high with the shrimp up in the sky, and you'll no longer fear your death, the pyramid of hell. Stood on a mountain and I turned to dust. Little green worm said it wasn't enough, so it turned me back into a bag of meat. Gave me a liquid from a nearby tree, said drink this sludge and you see what I mean. In a desert on a boat, some guy's yelling in my ear about eating cactuses for breakfast. And if I follow 7 easy steps, I'll see visions of my death, the pyramid of health. Stood on the mountain and I turned to dust. A little green worm said it wasn't enough, so he turned me back into a bag of meat. Gave me a liquor from a nearby tree. Said, drink this sludge and you'll see what I mean. Pyramid of health is in everything. So I looked up in the sky and I saw it clear. The world we live in isn't shaped like a sphere. It's a shape of a pyramid, or so I learned. By the liquid I was given by the little green worm. Stood on the mountain and I turned to dust. The little green worm said it wasn't enough.
Parkinson's Kingston is a student-led club dedicated to raising awareness, fundraising, and supporting those affected by Parkinson's disease in both the Queens and Kingston communities. On September 6th, join Queens Parkinson's Kingston for the 2025 Parkinson Canada Super Walk, taking place at Lake Ontario Park and running from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Learn more by reaching out to QPK at clubs.queensu.ca and following Queens Parkinson's Kingston at queens4pd.kingston on Instagram. Hey Kingston, looking to conserve water and save money? Utilities Kingston is once again offering its popular repurposed rain barrels. They help conserve treated water, reduce your environmental impact, and give new life to materials that might otherwise end up in a landfill. Rain barrels are just $71, including delivery, and are sold at cost to support sustainable water conservation. Order yours today at utilitieskingston.com/rainbarrels.
are back, folks. This is your Friday morning indie wake-up call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, brought to you by Mighty Bird and Pokeworks Kingston. You'll hear more on them in just a moment, but let me give you the recap on what you just heard. That was Hamilton's own Teenage Head with Ain't Got No Sense, actually the favorite band of a dear friend of mine. Shout out, Anne. I believe she is listening right here, right now. Prior to that, we had The Beaches, Did I Say Too Much, the Canadian song of the summer, I think. New release from Funeral Lakes with Dreaming of Heroes. Prior to that, we had a pair of brand new releases from two local acts. We had The Winter in Canada with Tides, and prior to that, we had Lotus Shaker with Dahlia. Also had music from Viagra Boys, Pyramid of Health, Billy Talent, This Is How It Goes, and kicked off our music block with Cloud Nothings and Final Summer, a track that really does feel quite applicable, at least for the early part of this week. It's warmed up a little bit, but we had some genuine fall days to kick off this week. If you're kind of chilly, especially in the morning, I don't blame you. Maybe get yourself a Nashville hot chicken sandwich from Mighty Bird to warm yourself up. Thank you again to Mighty Bird. Only the best hand-breaded chicken tenders. Tremendous fried chicken sandwiches. Pokeworks also giving you that health conscientious option. You got yourself some delicious poke bowls, the freshest rice, the freshest vegetables, fish, you name it, they got it. Thank you to our friends at Mighty Bird and Pokeworks. And folks, I teased it a little earlier on, and I want to get right into it now. If you've been listening to the Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call for the better part of the last, I would say, almost four months, you'll know that we had a weekly recurring segment where I would listen to two tracks from an REM album, kind of discuss the overall album itself, you know, go into the songs, all that good. I was going to say music analysis. That's maybe a little too deep for what it is I do, but, you know, those nice little chats about some tracks and albums from a band I love. And it was really tough to figure out what I wanted to do to continue this series, because there aren't many bands that I can play at this hour that would have the same kind of hold on me and also genre relevance that REM had. But I decided, you know what? We've gone with the pseudo-poet Michael Stipe. If you've listened, you'll know I often maybe take umbrage with how needlessly wordy some of his lyricism is. So I wanted to offer a palate cleanser with an actual poet, someone who will not have the same vocal range of a Michael Stipe, but I think is a more gifted songwriter in the legendary David Berman. You may be familiar with Mr. Berman if you've listened to any of my programming on this airwave. You'll be familiar with his work in both Silver Jews as well as his final project with Purple Mountains. And I want to include the discography from Silver Jews and Purple Mountains into this segment. So we're going to be doing a lot of David Berman over the next 2 months or so. Two tracks from each album. Let's talk about them. And we've got to kick things off with the debut EP of Silver Jews, Starlight Walker. Released October 24th, 1994, Silver Jews was David Berman as the frontman, lyricist, and kind of primary songwriter, backed by essentially Pavement. Stephen Malkmus on guitar, backing vocals, piano, Steve West and Bob Nastanovich doing drums, backing vocals, percussion, synthesizer, basically all the beautiful kind of sonic work you hear underneath David Berman's very raw, unvarnished vocal performance comes courtesy of the Pavement guys. And what a 1994 for them, with Crooked Rain coming out earlier in the year, and then Starlight Walker kind of bookending their 1994. What a tremendous year for them. This is an album that definitely feels like a first draft of greater things to come. There's a lot of stuff on here that I like. In particular, Trains Across the Sea is one of the best Silver Jew songs, period. The way I describe it is it feels like it'd be playing over the end credits of my life. But there's also some, I think, Advice to the Graduate, which just missed the cut, is one of David Berman's funniest songs. It's just very sardonic and laid back, but there's a sincerity to what he does, and I think that's why his poetry and his music resonates so much with people, is there's this working class sensibility that's kind of baked into it. It's there's a reason why I chose David Berman to profile for this very unofficial series that I've been running, because I just love the lyricism, the feelings that he's able to invoke, and it's all buttressed brilliantly by the backing he receives from the rest of Silver Jews. And There are more members of Silver Juice still to come, but this is who we've got on Starlight Walker. The other track I'm going to be playing for you is Rebel Jew, which, once again, just, I think, embodies the spirit of what this project is and who David Berman was. So I'm excited to get this rolling. We've got some really mind-blowing stuff coming up in future weeks, but Starlight Walker, an imperfect start to a pretty remarkable run from the working class poet laureate that is David Berman.
I dream of Jesus. It's like he's coming through the walls. When I'm working at my desk at night, I hear his footsteps in the hall. You can't believe me, not believe me. I'm just a bird upon the sill, and these words just course right through me like water through a mill. He was a rebel. Sometimes I dream of Texas. Yeah, it's the biggest part of me. And the plains look like the sea at night. Oh, she wants to be so free. Dream of Michelle and the towers in her mind. Some women lie down with killers. Oh, my baby's not that kind.
Guys, gals, non-binary pals, Different Circles is moving. Same day, different time slot. We're now on Fridays at 9 p.m. Join me from 9 to 10 p.m. for an adventure through sound. Who knows? You might just find your next favorite song.
Hey Kingston, watering your garden or washing your car? Take note, summer watering restrictions are now in effect until September 15th. You can use water outside only on designated days based on your address number. Odd numbered houses water on odd days, even numbered houses on even days. On your day, use a hose or bucket anytime, but limit sprinkler use to between 5 and 10 a.m. Got a rain barrel? Great, you can use that water anytime, any day. By using water wisely, you're helping protect the local water supply and the environment. Visit utilitieskingston.com to learn more, and let's make every drop count.
You got them big dreams, you wanna get out of here, you're sick of being stuck in the apartment, you're strapped for cash and well, you don't know where to start. It is the price of living, but oh, I know it's coming round again. Another birthday and another year older. Oh, I know it's coming round again. Just take a breath and get yourself together. I swear, hey, when you get down, ooh, you're a lit one. Never been a dull one, always been a big star. Hey, when you get down, ooh, you're a lit one. Always been a big star, never been a dull one. It isn't easy when the town's full of broken hearts. Can you be holding on any tighter? Just take a breath and get out of this place. I know you can, just get yourself together. Oh, I know it's coming round again. Another birthday and another year older. Oh, I know it's coming round again. Just take a breath and get yourself together. I swear, hey, when you get
got them big dreams.